Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Are you currently in charge of USAID? Or are you
I'm the acting director of USAID. I've delegated that authority to someone, but I stay in touch with him. And again, our goal was to go in and align our foreign aid to the national interest.
Marco Rubio, I am the acting director of USAID. So in other words, we've tried to get them to cooperate in the past. They are operated by the Department of State, and I am in charge. And I'm not saying we're going to cut everything. What I'm saying is we're going to make it sure it's in the best interests of the United States. And can I just ask a simple question? Why wouldn't we? That seems so obvious to me. We're lucky enough to have Jason Chaffetz with us this morning. Of course, former congressman, former chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And now, of course, he's got his new podcast, the Jason in the House podcast. And, sir, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. And, yeah, common sense. You would think that, I mean, this is what the crazy, the Democrats are fighting against common sense. That's what they've taken the position against. And so we need to look at every expenditure going out the door. They are hyperventilating. They cannot give the American people's money away fast enough to foreign countries.
Well, you know, Jason, watching them on the steps of the House yesterday, wherever they held that news conference, it reminded me of a temper tantrum, like something had been taken away from them. So, and it made me wonder, what was your stake in this, that you're so worried that $50 million won't be spent on condoms in Gaza?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's like they were standing in front of an empty USAID building. Because the security guard said, no, wait, we see enough nefarious activity here. We're not going to let people back in the building until we sort this stuff out. Marco Rubio is in charge. Give him a chance to sort this out. And they say, oh, it's illegal, I heard Senator Van Hollen say. No, it's not. Making sure that there's no waste, fraud, and abuse. But look at what the Democrats are fighting for. They cannot give the American taxpayer money away, money that we're in debt for, by the way, fast enough. That's what they're fighting for. And that's why I think most of America scratches their head. They really, do we have to get the checks out this week? What's the imperative?
Because there's been so much mismanagement, which is, it should be so obvious to people. I think that's why we're all really hoping that Trump's cabinet picks can get through this confirmation process. And I heard this morning that Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. are up for a committee vote. I think RFK Jr. first around 10 a.m. and then Tulsi Gabbard later on this afternoon around 2. What are your thoughts as we try to get more of these people through? And Kash Patel, I don't think he's had a vote yet.
Yeah, Pam Bondi, fortunately, as the attorney general, will get a vote on the floor for final confirmation, and I think that will sail through. With Tulsi Gabbard, she's wonderful. I served with her. I know her exceptionally well. She's the right person in that job. But she got the support of Susan Collins, and I think that'll push it over the edge. I think she'll get almost all the Republicans at this point. I think she'll do well. RFK Jr., that's going to be harder. It so much falls down on Bill Cassidy. He's a doctor, senator from Louisiana. He has not said where he's going to go, unless he's done so in the last hour, and I haven't seen it. But you can still, even if you lose a voting committee, you can still be passed on the floor of the Senate. So we'll see what happens. Everything's not on the committee vote, but he probably has the hardest time at this point. Kash Patel has done a yeoman's work, and I think will also get confirmed fairly easily, actually.
Yeah, former Congressman Jason Chaffetz, our guest right now. I played a bite this morning from Donald Trump back in 2012 talking about tariffs. Listen to this.
Somebody said, well, what would you do? What can you do? So easy. I drop a 25% tax on China.
That was at a speech he gave in 2012, long before he ran for office. What's your reaction to the meltdown over the threat of tariffs, which has been very effective with Canada and Mexico so far?
Well, Donald Trump's pretty. He's pretty transparent. He doesn't really. He actually. Will tell you exactly what he wants to do. And he said something yesterday that I wish more people would pick up on, which is reciprocity. If you treat us fairly, equally, then you don't have a problem with the United States. We're not going to slap tariffs on you, but you're taking advantage of our country. We have major trade imbalances. You won't allow U.S. goods to be sold in your countries without tariffs. And the scourge of fentanyl and other drugs coming across our border, plus the illegal immigration, which happened by the millions, you're not going to keep doing that to the United States of America. And until you step up and do something, we're going to put these tariffs on you. Highly effective. It worked in Colombia. It worked with Panama, with Mexico. 10,000 troops now coming to the border.
Yeah.
Canada's putting 10,000 in at $1.3 billion and pointing at borders are. I mean, that happened in a couple of days. And we're better off this week than we were last week.
Well, it makes good fodder for our radio show and, I'm sure, for your new podcast, right, which is nationally syndicated.
That's right. Yeah, the Jason in the House podcast. Hope you have a chance to listen to it. Like, I served with all these people in the House. And these senators and Fox News, and they're now all running the world. So, I can get them on a podcast. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah, access is everything. That is absolutely the truth. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck with everything. We appreciate that. You can get the Jason in the House podcast wherever you download your podcast as well. And he's even running it as a syndicated radio show, I believe, on weekends in the country. Pretty cool stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.